Blog Talk Radio.
Testing. All right, here we go. It's that technology, y'all. Well, welcome once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Proverbs 13 chapter. And we're going to be reading verses 12 and 13. Proverbs 13, verses 12 and 13. And it reads, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when a desire cometh, It is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. I'm going to read that again. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when a desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The title of the message this morning is Hope. Just one word. Hope. H-O-P-E. Hope. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God. And thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious, beautiful day. We actually woke up to some snow this morning in Georgia. Glory to God. We give you glory, Father. Which reminds us just how amazing you are. You're so amazing, God. And therefore, we're expecting you to do what your word says, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning. Thank you for your word, Father, your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, them by who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, Father. Not only to go to the cross, to die for us, God, after he had suffered, after he had endured, Father. And thank you, Father, for allowing him to even go to hell for us and to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of his authority, God. And thank you for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power, God, and receiving him into heaven with his precious, sinless blood. Thank you for Holy Spirit, his leading, his guidance, his teaching, his comfort, his quickening, his reminding us of who you are and how great you are. And thank you for you, God, Almighty God, our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for considering us, Father, for creating us, for calling us your own, Father, for adopting us into your family and calling us your children. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God, to go out and do what you called us to do. And we thank you that you will be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hope. H-O-P-E. Hope. I want to read those two verses again. One in the Amplified Bible and the other one in the Message Bible. Proverbs 13 chapter, verses 12 and 13. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself. But he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded. Now, I like this translation because it reminds me of our teaching last week. No trespassing when Adam and his son Cain was being disrespectful to God. For example, God asked Cain, where is your brother? And Cain's response was, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? That had a little attitude behind it. But that attitude came from his father, Adam. Because after they fell, after Adam had disobeyed God, everything that came with that disobedience, including disrespect, came with it. And it says that God had to actually drive Adam out, had to forcefully put him out of the Garden of Eden. But not only that, in order to keep him out, he put a flaming sword at the entrance of the garden. So I like this translation because in verse 13 it says, whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself, but he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded. A lot of people despise the word of God. Can't stand it. Don't want to hear it. And then you have those who blatantly disrespect the word of God. No shame. But it says, for those who fear and respect the commandment of God, those are rewarded. But destruction comes to those who despise the word of God. In the Message translation, it reads, verse 12, unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick. But a sudden good break can turn life around. Verse 13 reads, ignore the word and suffer. Honor God's commands and grow rich. Ignore the word and suffer. So it poses a question. When we see everything that's going on in this world, we have to ask ourselves, are people ignoring the word? Are people blatantly being disrespectful far as the word? Are people despising the word of God? Because so much suffering is going on. This says that suffering is the result of those who despise the word of God, who ignore the word of God. So we have to question that. On the money, it reads, "In God we trust." Yet, America itself is in so much debt. So we have to question, is the trust really in God? Hope. Let's look at the word hope. Hope. I'm going to read something out of the Holman Bible Dictionary. It says hope, trustful expectation. That right there, it could have been the title. Trustful expectation. A lot of people expect things to happen, but they're not trusting God for it to happen. Trustful expectation, particularly with reference to the fulfillment of God's promises. And if we really knew and understood the word of God, it says that the promises of God are already yes and amen. The promises of God are already yes and amen. They've already come to pass. But as we learned a few messages ago, the promise of God's word is waiting for our faith. And once our faith meets the promise of God's word, then that's when we get the results. That's when we see the manifestation. That's when we get the rewards. It says, trustful expectation, particularly with reference to the fulfillment of God's promises. Biblical hope is the anticipation of a favorable outcome under God's guidance. More specifically, hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what God will do in the future. Know that question, what have you done for me lately? It doesn't matter. The real question is, has he done anything for you at all? And if he has, then that's your guarantee that he will do it again. Doesn't matter how long it's been. But just the fact that he's done it. That's the guarantee. Says more specifically, hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what God would do in the future. So that word participation is an action word. And that action is hope. This contrasts to the world's definition of hope as a feeling that what is wanted will happen. See, it's not about how you feel. It's all about your faith. The word of God feeds your faith. And then when faith shows up, it stirs up our hope. Because now we can believe, now we can trust, now we can expect and anticipate the promises of God coming to pass. Hope, hope. The letters H-O-P-E. Got an acronym for you. H is for hearing. Let's go to Romans 10th chapter, verse 17. Actually, start at verse 14. Romans 10, verse 14. And it reads, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Who hath believed our report? That's the question. A lot of people hear the word, but that doesn't mean they believe the word. It goes on to read, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's where faith comes from. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. So if there's no faith, then evidently you're not listening to the word of God. Because that's the only place where faith comes from. Faith only comes from hearing the word of God. It says it right here. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that H in the word hope is hearing. Verse 18 goes on to say, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. See, just as Israel made God jealous and angry over their worship of idol gods, which are not real, so God was to provoke Israel to jealousy and anger by choosing a people who were not his chosen ones. That's what God did. He chose a people, glory to God, that were not his chosen. But made them to become his chosen. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. See, we were engrafted in. We were adopted into the family of God through grace. Thank you for your grace, Father. Then it goes on to read, it says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But he says, is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. See, we just read where it says, hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what he would do in the future. So God was telling the nation of Israel, all day long I have stretched forth my hands. When you get up in the morning, I got manna for you, falling from heaven. Then I have quails falling from the sky for you to eat. I'm protecting you from seen and unseen. But you're disobedient, murmuring and complaining. So the O in the word hope is obeying. Obeying is better to obey than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's turn to James 1. James 1. Starting at verse 1. So we see that the H in hope is for hearing. Hearing the word of God. And O is for obeying the word of God. James, first chapter, verse 1. Actually, verse 2. Verse 1, just an introduction of who James is. Verse 2 reads, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So the P in the word hope is patiently. Hearing, obeying, patiently. Says the trying of our faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. Perfect means to be whole, to be fulfilled, to be complete. That ye may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. That's how he described Job. Job, a perfect man. A man who's whole, who's complete, who wants for nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If the Lord is your shepherd, you should want for nothing, because he's our provider. He's our sustainer. All we have to do is hope. Hear his word, obey his word, and be patient. Now let's stay in James, go to chapter 5. Starting at verse 7. And it reads, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Which means you can't put a time limit on the word of God. But it's been 2 months now. It's been a year. It's been 10 years. But has the Lord come yet? It says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Took Abraham 25 years. For his promised son to be born. 25 years. He was 75. When he received the promise from God. And he was 100 when that promise came to pass. It says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it. Long patience. Some people's patience are short. Long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. So listen to this. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Verse 10 says, take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. That's the E in the word hope. Enduring. We have hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. That's the definition of hope. Hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. It says, behold, we count them happy which endure. And endure, the definition of endure is lasting. Lasting. How long? Until the promise shows up. Lasting. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. That word pitiful means compassionate. He's understanding. He's caring. He's loving. Hope, hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. Where's your hope? And what is your hope in? Where is your hope? And what is your hope in? Hearing the word of God, obeying the word of God, patiently enduring. Until the promise of God shows up. Excuse me, let's go to Hebrews 6 chapter. Hebrews 6, starting at verse 10. Talking about hope. And it reads, for God is not unrighteous We can stop right there. For God is not unrighteous. Everything God does is right. Ooh. Sound like another post. Everything God does is right. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. See, God is a jealous God. And God cares so much about his reputation. That's what we need to understand. God's reputation is on the line when he gives us his word. And then he tells us to remind him of his word and see if he won't do it. That's the challenge that God gives us. Remind us of his word. God, look, right here. You said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. This what you said, God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Right here you said, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Father, look, right here. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God says, remind him of his word and see if he won't do it. See, Jesus has given us access to come boldly to the throne of grace. We go in confidence. We go in the authority that he's given us. Not disobedient, not disrespectful, not dishonoring him. But God, I'm coming in confidence. I'm coming trusting. I'm coming boldly confessing what you say. And you said that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please. And it will do that which you sent it out to do. That's your word, Father. So his reputation is on the line. Let's read verse 10 again. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. says, show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Until it shows up. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep confessing. Keep hoping. Anticipating. Expecting. Verse 13 reads, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely God, you said surely. You didn't say possibly. You didn't say you might. You didn't say we'll see. You said, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. See, that there's a process in hoping. First, you must hear the word of God. Then after you hear the word of God, you must obey the word of God. And in obeying the word of God, you must have patience. And the thing that comes from patience is endurance. Hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. That's hope. But after, glory to God. See, the last step is enduring. Says, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willingly, more abundantly, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. See, that's what God's word is. Everything God says has a guarantee with it. Everything God says has a guarantee with it. Says, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. See, we can have confidence in that. We know that whatever God says is true. It's going to come to pass. Because he's not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. It's impossible. For for him to lie. That's what this says. It says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Get ready. Get set. Hope. Get ready. Get set. Hope. Set before us. It's already prepared. All we have to do is walk in it. That's all we have to do is walk in it. Verse 19 reads, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which endures into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. See, Jesus is the forerunner. He's already given us access. He's already showed us the way. All we have to do is follow his path. He's already set it up for us. Hope, hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. Now let's go to Romans 8 chapter. Going to end it with this. Romans 8. Starting at verse 14. And it reads, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's key. You must be born again. You must be born again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him had subjected the same in hope. The creature is hoping. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Let's go to verse 24. For we are saved by hope. We are saved by hearing the word, obeying the word, patiently enduring the word. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then we with patience wait for it. Hope, hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. On your marks, get ready, get set, hope. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and hold you to your word, Father, because you said for us to keep you in remembrance of your word. And then you challenged us that if we remind you of your word, to see if you won't do it. Father, we trust you. We thank you, Father. We honor you. We bless you. And we acknowledge you in all of our ways. Therefore, you direct our paths. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for your message of hope, of hearing, obeying, patiently enduring, trusting, expecting, anticipating. Waiting for your promises. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hope, hearing, obeying, patiently enduring. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.